and something that is on wheels that you put a baby in. And
carriage.
And the carriage, well, I said the word, the things that go around, and you said
wheel.
And if you want to talk about the range of age, say, in your grandchildren, you might say, I mean, of your nieces and nephews, you'd say, Sally is the
oldest, and the other is the youngest.
Okay. You might say, Jim is grown up, but of all of the boys, Tom is the, maybe you mean emotionally mature,
he is the most affectionate, or the sweetest, or something.
And a person's children are all of their sons and their
daughters.
And if it's just one, she's
a daughter.
And the children are all boys and
girls.
And if the word to mean that a woman is expecting a child, you say she is
pregnant.
And any other joking ways that you remember, people may have said that maybe a long time ago.
She's in a
what would your mother and your grandmother say?
She's a She's in a family way.
Okay.
That's right. But that was it. She's a family way. Mm-hmm. And
that's right.
During that time, they were praying. You didn't see them. They didn't go anywhere.
Right.
They stayed at home.
Right. I've heard people talk about this.
Well,
it's not appeared in public.
That's right.
And if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman that you might send for would be a
midwife.
Is this common?
Yeah, well, it used to be, but they finally grew to that. And of course, most of them were colored.
Right.
And I think there still is about one or two that's still in Troop County that's been approved by the Board of Health.
I see. And if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
looks like his father.
Any other way of saying that?
Favors his father.
Okay. And if a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, you say
she has three grown children.
Okay, and the verb that means that she took care of them while they were growing up, you say she has
taken care of three.
Okay, would you use brought up or raised? Or
she has raised three.
And if a child has been naughty, the different ways you might say to a boy, you are really going to get a
spanking.
You would say that was bad.
You'd always go to the peace tree and get off along there. You would say that was bad. That was me a hand. And a thrashing where he'd been with a little piece of trepid, not that, but a switch.
That was it. Okay. And to talk about someone getting larger, you talk about how much he
has grown.
Okay. And if you say, last year, Bob, he
grew a lot.
Okay. And you might say, I wonder if you will that much next year.
Next year. We'll grow that much next year.
Or you might say, my, how you
have grown.
Okay. And an illegitimate child, what are the words that you might know for that? A common word for an illegitimate child is a...
If it was a boy, they said bastard.
Right. And that's a pretty harsh term.
That is.
And are there any other words that mean that but are not quite that